Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. So, a lot of times, you know, people ask me, especially after having written, you know, Stimulating and everything, A Diary of a Hot Mess, they always ask me, like, well, how do you deal, you know, with your demons, and how do you, you know, how do you combat them? People can sit there and act like, you know, oh, no, I don't know people that live like that. Shit, yes, you do. You just probably don't talk to them. And that's okay. But I would like to acknowledge my hood roots whenever I can, because sometimes we can end up back there and not want to be there. I am not a peacock. I'm more of a shark. So I don't need to flaunt my feathers and, you know, fucking walk around and act like, you know, this is fit to happen and I'm fit to do this. I don't like the fit to do. I'm more of a, I did this shit, I'm a shark, I laid in wait, I'm a night feeder, I waited, I came at y'all at an angle, and I ate your fucking face. I ate your whole life, and that's what I did. Because if I have to tell you, one of my things is, if I have to tell you I'm coming, if I do tell you I'm coming, I'm already here. I'm here, y'all. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, D. Scott. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, D. Scott. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, D. Scott. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, D. Scott.
And it is Monday, April 6th, I think, right? Yep, Monday, April 6th, 2015. D. Scott, sitting here drinking my Malbec. And I, tonight's show, we're going to have my West Coast correspondent and affiliate, STL. We spoke to him about some stuff he was doing with Diddy about a month ago when we were out in Cali. I'm sitting here having my Malbec. Tomorrow, wheels up, I will be out of town. I ain't going to tell y'all where I'm going, but we will be having a Tell the Truth Tuesday, as far as I can see for right now. I'm going to go ahead and schedule that to get done. But tonight's show, we're going to cut it short because I got a lot of packing to do, and it's, you know, obviously it's just another manic Monday. You know, hopefully everyone's Resurrection Day was great. You know, and I did a post on Facebook about that, about the fact that, you know, people keep forgetting that the Jesus was murdered, you know what I mean? And so we're just celebrating him getting the hell up. And I see a lot of people, you know, I talk about how the Passion of the Christ, that was, you know, it to me, that was like a deeply moving movie. So Mel Gibson stuck his foot in that one before he stuck it in his mouth. And I remember my son, Boom, was about, you know, 3 or 4 years old, and he's watching and he's crying. He's like, Mommy, why are they whooping Jesus? They are giving Jesus the big whooping. Why? And I said, well, because he was different, you know, and they didn't like what he chose to believe, and they didn't like that, you know, he said he was the Son of God and all these things. So they killed him. My son is just crying because if you've ever watched The Passion of the Christ, it's very graphic. You know, there's an actual scene where there's like nails that are like embedded through a piece of wood, and they hit the Jesus with that, and it just like rips out a piece of his, you know, the side, to the point where you could see his ribs showing. And so that was very graphic for my son, but obviously I try to tell the truth about certain things. And then shortly thereafter, he's like, well, is that when the Easter Bunny came? Was like after he died. And so hence why we don't do a lot of pagan holidays. And my son is studying, you know, different types of religions to, you know, because you always have to believe in something. You know, you can't just believe in yourself. Like, it, you have to believe in a higher power, because if you don't, I don't care what it is, if you don't, you know, you're just doomed. What, I mean, what is that? So I will have wheels up tomorrow morning. So in less than, you know, in about 10 hours. Boom and I will be out of town. It's his spring break. I wish I would have gone and spent, you know, some time with my Atlanta family. Didn't do too much on Easter, you know, basically just cooked a little bit, didn't have to do too much. I was even going to break down and do some lobster mac and cheese. I just didn't feel like cooking. And we hung out. We had our rosé with the Saint Germain, which they are on my Instagram, you know, saying toast to me and cheers to me, Saint Germain, which if you are on my Instagram, if you're not, it is at miss.d.scott. And so I want to get into, we're going to get into the Kendrick Lamar situation a little bit later, because I don't even want to mention this dark-skinned girl, this advocate, like, who the fuck are you that you decided that you woke up one day and you speak for all dark-skinned people? And I don't know, you know, and I've said this to you fucking biatches before, it is, you know, you guys sit up there and you complain about these men that you never in the history of fucking life ever had a chance with. And then you get fucking mad when he goes and he dates her. Now, first of all, the girl is beautiful. I don't believe that they have any children, so fucking kudos to her. Let's talk about that. And if they do have children, that's great. We're perpetuating a family. But if they don't have children, I mean, think about that. You've been with Kendrick Lamar for 10 years, since they were in high school. Award that. He says, I'm loyal to the soil. To me, that's a double entendre. So if you're 5% or if you're conscious, you believe, you know, old Mother Earth and things of such, to the soil, that's, you know, that's where he comes from. Loyal to the soil, to the decimate. You know, till death do us part. So, you know, and I love the fact that he kept a lot of that relationship private until just now. And when asked about it, he didn't shy away from it. He was like, you know, of course, definitely I'm engaged. You know, there's shit to be embarrassed about. Some of y'all motherfuckers be out here climbing bras that I would be embarrassed to fucking take to fucking recycle bottles. Okay? So we're going to get into that discussion later. This goes back to the whole school days with Spike Lee and the Jigaboos and the Wannabes and the, it's fucking ridiculous. We're all black. If she was Asian, you'd be mad. Why y'all ain't fucking attacking Tana Tower? You black women, I swear to God, and I'm black. I swear to God, I don't even want to be called that anymore. Y'all make me want to be called beige or fucking peninsula or something else, because you'll attack Kendrick Lamar, but you didn't say shit about Tana Tower. When a friend of mine, I consider him, you know, and I to be equals, I consider him to be, you know, equally as intelligent. And he, you know, he posts a lot of real shit as well. My homeboy Bamboo from down south. And he was posting about the Terrence Howard situation. And I said, let me tell you something. If coming from a divorcee, they don't just give you fucking alimony. I said, that motherfucker done did something. And this was his second wife. Because remember, he's on his third wife now. Asian chick. Black women, you didn't have a fucking chance. Okay, stop it. Like I said, you and I said this in a post, you would have to die and come back to life again with a fucking pair of chopsticks to catch this motherfucker's attention. Why are you defending a man that doesn't even talk to black media anymore? Okay, when they did the articles in Ebony and Essence magazine and Jet magazine, I can understand some of that. That motherfucker refused. And as far as Terrence Howard is concerned, he is a brilliant fucking actor. That does not mean he is a brilliant motherfucking person. He has admitted that there was, you know, assault issues with his first wife. That he has abusive issues with his first wife, then the second wife. I told y'all, I said, I'm telling you, ain't no judge. Just award this woman 5 years. As a matter of fact, I broke the whole shit down before the story even hit. I said, let me tell you what probably happened. What probably happened is, and this is why I post so long, you know, and in great detail on Facebook or on any social media, so that when the shit comes out, you can say, nah, she did. She said that shit first. I said, he probably did some shit to her. She probably got proof of it. She probably could have put him in jail. He's paying for her silence, which over the course of the years, she got over $300-some-thousand, $5,800 a month to somebody. Come on now, $5,800 a month. You still got to work as far as I'm concerned. I'm not saying it's not no money. I'm just saying that everybody's like, no, he shouldn't have to pay her. Motherfucker, let me tell you something. If she would have put his black ass in jail over a felony, meaning that he broke a bone or that the judge saw fit to put this motherfucker in jail, he wouldn't have been on Empire. He would have been another black unemployed actor or another black unemployed man that is unable to get work because he has a fucking criminal history. Okay? You can't even get approved on a passport anymore with a domestic charge. Nonviolent. So at the end of the day, the same black, where are these black women that are defending him, right, but are going against Kendrick Lamar? They're not fucking with y'all. period. It doesn't matter. Okay? Do you see us getting mad at the white man, you know, the dude that did Star Wars and all that other shit when they're dating black women? No. Okay? Zero fucks. Nobody cares but y'all. And he wouldn't fuck with y'all anyway. I could see if y'all were in a relationship with him and this was like some, a personal goddamn attack. Attack fucking Terrence Howard. Okay? For beating the hell out of not one but two wives, and then y'all mad that he shouldn't have to pay. You're paying for fucking silence. And this girl, I don't even want to mention her name. Who gives a fuck about what she thinks? You, who the fuck are you to speak for all dark-skinned women of America? You should just be glad that she's black. And then another thing, leave fucking Michael Jordan the fuck alone. That girl is not white. She is Cuban, which means roots-wise, she is no different black or minority than anybody. That's why I'm not tripping on Terrence Howard. Asians, let me be clear with y'all. Asian is still a fucking minority. You're not better. You're not worse. Okay? So, you know, these people, these women, black women, why are we fucking doing that? I just fucking tore y'all asses up, you know, a couple months ago, going in on Cindy Cohen, the model that, you know, they posted in the one group, and they're like, oh, she got by on her looks. Well, that's like saying that because you ugly, you got more education or more money because you didn't have no friends and nobody wanted to fuck with you. So you got more time in the house on the computer so you could research. The fuck out of here. It doesn't make any sense. And as a black woman, we need to stop tearing each other down. Who gives a fuck who these people? Listen, unless it was directly an offense against you, who fucking cares? Now, Wesley Snipes, attack that motherfucker. Because that's the one that was like, I don't like black women and this and this. And he don't even like his own mama. He don't want to be black no more. That's why his black ass went to jail. The minute that you denounce what you are and you try to be something else, that's when the government steps in and says, no, wait a minute, you're still black. And let me tell you something, at Wesley Snipes, you the blackest of the black. You got a lot of motherfucking nerve talking about what you is and what you ain't going to do, because I bet you if you would have married a Shaquisha, she would have made sure that motherfucking taxes got paid so she don't got to be embarrassed around Big Mama and them around the holidays that her husband got locked up for fucking tax evasion. You talk too goddamn much. You know, and then you got this woman over here handling your business, didn't handle it properly. I don't even think they still married anymore. And to my Asian sisters, I love y'all. Some of y'all fucking realer than some of the black females that I know. You understand what I'm saying? Because they don't let, listen, do you think that other races are mad at us? They're laughing at us. They're like, who gives a shit who he's married to? You know what I mean? Or who he's dating. Kendrick Lamar does not belong to dark-skinned people. The fuck is wrong with you? He's just a black man, a very talented, gifted black man, okay? Were y'all mad at Pharrell when he married the weirdo that he married to and they wore plaid on their wedding? No. So it doesn't matter what the fuck you think. Nobody cares. Were you mad at Beyonce because Jay-Z looked like a camel? No. Or because he's perceived as dark-skinned, light-skinned? Who cares? Nobody fucking cares. Then y'all sitting up there, y'all talking about my boy Dame Dash. Listen, he was white girl. That girl is not white. Rachel Roy, whatever the hell her name is, that has, and I said it properly last week, because Rachel Ray is my girl that does the cooking. She's Italian. So this is Rachel Roy, I believe. She's Indian, as in like Bollywood Indian. So I don't know about you, but they're still brown people and considered a minority. So I don't know what is the fucking problem. You understand what I'm saying? Black women, worry about your own fucking self, and it be the single motherfuckers that be having all the goddamn problems with everybody in the United States of goddamn America. Nobody cares, okay? You should be happy that Kendrick Lamar sustained a 10-year relationship, because a lot of y'all can't even sustain a 10-minute relationship. But you worried about Kendrick Lamar? He's not worried about you. I don't even want to say the girl's name, you know? So on that note, I would like to beeline before we get our call from the West Coast, and we're going to discuss that a little bit further. I think I want to listen to a little bit of Kendrick tonight. I really do. Between him and J. Cole, because y'all know I love J. Cole, but I think we're going to listen to The Recipe. That's my shit.
Everybody want a business for. KTE in your eyes. I enter big money for the enterprise. It's a beautiful day, I guess. For a bitch to roll with Andre, I guess. Roll it up, baby, come on, let's set trust and roll it up for me when I'm stressed.
You might catch me in Atlanta. Fly out to get him some 3 W's, only for a 3 day run. Bitch, take the motherfucking pennies off. You ain't no none shit. I be living in the sky every time I ride by them hoes. Ribbon in the sky on the radio, cause TV no eye control. Let it breathe, I control. California living till I am old. We want to be on to peak on the charts, so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. She ain't the coupe, she ain't the neon, cause she on the BS before we can start. Fuck with a nigga, ride with a nigga. Let him know I'm priority. Order me Hennessy and for my niggas. OG killer, call it Jason. Boy, he's boy, he on his shot. Boy, he sure be having the mark on they mark. Pretty bitches and tie your marks. Let him inhale the pipe exhaust. Let him reveal how much it costs for this life. Controlling my pipe? No way, hell no, if I'm wrong, then I wanna be right. We want to be on to peak on the chart, so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. Women, we weather, it's not my fault that it's 82 degrees and my top peel off. You might catch me in Atlanta.
I gave some little clues as to where I will be tomorrow, but my Chicago peeps are where I'm at, so I got a bunch of
Chicago pizza. It's so funny because I'm never actually alone anywhere I go. I can always call somebody or depend on somebody to, you know, come meet up with me or sit down and have a drink, and I welcome that because I'm always grateful to my supporters, my readers, my listeners, you know, my viewers. So, you know, I'm way up, I'm blessed, and I'm thankful in my Marshawn Lynch voice. Now, let me get to some funny shit. So lately, first of all, I just found out that Mike Tyson, his birthday is the week after mine, which makes perfect and complete fucking sense because I've been obsessed with his goddamn documentary for like all week. I've been watching it. And again, you could go on my Twitter at DMSST93, but I uploaded some clips that I recorded of him where he's like, I don't like being in love. He's like, I don't want to be loved. I just like loving. And it makes total sense. And now, you know, you see his rage and all that other stuff because a lot of people are like, you like Mike Tyson, you reckless with your mouth. I'm like, of course I am. I'm a Cancer, but I don't like saying Cancer because that's negative connotation in the universe. So I prefer to say moon child ruled by the moon, which this is like the second or third blood moon of the year or something like that. But I'm always just very sensitive to the universe and what's going on. So this week is really going to be about vacation for me. Like, I'm really going to try to sit still. I really am. Normally, I have an itinerary from the moment I get off the plane. I'm done 24 hours or I'm driving or, you know, doing what I need to do in any city that I'm in. And I'm just going to relish in the fact that, you know, Boom's coming with me, my son. So my only child, because I say that shit like I have other children and I don't. But Boom's going to be with me. But, you know, I want to relish in the fact that I just want to sit poolside. I just want to chill, listen to some live music, which I will be doing tomorrow night. You know what, maybe not tomorrow night, maybe Wednesday night, Thursday night, get up with my peoples. It's just going to feel good to see everybody and meet up with everybody. And I'm going to really try real hard just to sit still and do nothing. And a lot of people don't understand the importance of solitude, you know, and just being able to sit still, and especially when you're a mom. I'm a full-time mom. Like, I don't get, you know, my son doesn't go with his dad on the weekends, and I mean, none of that. You know, he's with his grandfather, but even them, there's still a responsibility, there's still liability, there's still, you know, you need to make sure that you go pick him up at this time, and you need to make sure that you're in the house by this time to get him. And a lot of people aren't going to understand, like, how good it's going to feel to be able to pick a book out of my own library, my personal home library, and just be able to read it, you know, or just really not have a motherfucking thing to do. And then I'm going wheels up again on Friday. Friday will be a little bit more business, but again, you know, it's to celebrate my son's birthday. He just celebrated his birthday last week, so I'm living out one of his wishes that he wanted, and so that's why the wheels are up tomorrow, and then they'll be back up again. I'll be in 2-3 different states in the next, you know, in the next 7 days, and I'm just really looking forward to that family time and just really those couple of days to do nothing. I don't know what that's going to feel like. Like, I'm actually going to force myself to get up and you know, as long as I got my wine and everything poolside, you know, I'm good. But I think I'm definitely going to have to force myself to sit the fuck down. Like, seriously, I'm going to have to force myself to sit the fuck down because I feel like I've just been ripping and running and ripping and running and ripping and running. And so when the responsibility isn't on me, I don't know how I'm going to take that. You know, my birthday, I decided that I didn't want to go to Cuba. Oh, I am going to Cuba. Don't get the shit twisted. I'm going because I live right here by Canada. It's not like, you know. But I kind of want to enjoy Cuba a lot longer than just 2 or 3 days, you know, and you know they might keep my ass over there because they don't know, you know, I'm bronze, I got curly hair and shit sometimes. So I think what I'm going to do for my birthday is do a lot of this shit again because this is the year that I'm commemorating my mother. You know, we're supposed to be going down to the Derby in May. And shout out to Kim Moxley West, who I'll be down there hanging out with her old, you know, old 716 buddy, high school buddy. And that's the importance also of keeping connected with people, you know. Even if it's just a text here and there, just a comment on a picture here and there, keep in touch with people, you know what I mean? Because you never know when you can need them or they can need you, and there's always a blessing in the lesson, you know. I just made that shit up. That shit was dope, though. I'm going to text my uncle that. He's a preacher. He probably listening to my show right now. Uncle Michael, it's a blessing in the lesson. You could use that. I didn't copyright it yet. So I feel like I'm going to you know, have a good time down there. But I think I want to do, like, a lot of just, like, frivolous, like, personal dumb shit. Like, go get a hot stone massage on, like, a Tuesday. You know, I think I want to go take bar classes. Not bar as in, you know, drinks, mixology. Bar as in, you know, ballet and, you know, just wear the whole leotard and shit and dance around like that for the month. I think I'm probably going to go check into a hotel somewhere in a suite and just walk around with a fucking bathrobe on all day, whether I choose to have a small mini nervous breakdown. I want to embrace solitude because there is importance in being alone. You know, even when I'm out on my runs, I'm not alone. I got Pandora. You know, even when, you know, I just want to see what that's like if I would have chose different and not been a mother. Or what would I be doing if I didn't have Boom? Because he's, you know, such a huge, remarkable part of my life. I just don't know what I would be doing. I think I'm going to do stupid stuff, too, like go get, like, you know, wax mani-pedis and just dumb shit that women that, you know, have the luxury and leisure of time get to do. I don't get to do that. I don't have 5 hours. It's not the money. I don't have 5 hours to spend in the salon. Wow. They primp and prod and do my hair. Kudos to y'all. If y'all could do that shit, I cannot. Like, I would be, like, going crazy because I'm, you know, always checking my phone. I'm always trying to, you know, do some shit. I just, you know what I mean? I'm always doing something. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to try to have solitude. And that's what I think I want to give myself for my birthday is just some solitude. I don't want to have to be... I don't want anything to be obligatory. I don't want it to be like, well, I have to go over here and do this, and I have to go over here and do that. I want to see, you know what, my trip tomorrow is going to be a huge test to see if I could just sit the fuck down and just chill. But in the meantime, in between time, ain't no telling. You know, I'm going to play this drink. You know, I just never know what the fuck I'm going to do. Envelope coming in the mail, if I open it, you know, tell them what it is. Could be a toll violation, like what I got in front of me right now.
Whoa. Yeah. Envelopes coming in the mail, let her open them, hoping for a check again, ain't no telling. Yeah. She invite me to the telly, keep the blade with me when I go to check a bitch, ain't no telling. Yeah, police coming round looking for some help on a case that got a star. We never help them. Yeah, I stay up late at night thinking about my life. On a lie, will I get it all? Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling. Yeah, ain't no telling. Yeah, no telling. Ain't no telling. Suitcase, I've been living out of suitcase. Still drinking any if it's done, I take the douce. Oopsie, fuck it, all you niggas two faced. Got the club going up. True say, I've been going hard, but then again, they think I'm soft, think I'm innocent. I'm just looking in the mirror like I'm really him, man. I'm really him, you just feeling in, man. I got a blunt, can I get a light? Yeah, I took the summer off, get it right. Yeah, I gave these boys a shot, and they fucking fail. Niggas like you took the summer off, we couldn't tell. Dog, just bought an island, got a sale to it. You pick the casket, I put the nail to it. I ain't gotta do it, but fuck it, somebody gotta do it. Hate if someone else did it, fuck, I may as well do it. Envelopes coming in the mail, let her open them. Hoping for a check again, ain't no telling. Yeah, she invite me to the telly, keep the blade with me when I go to check a bitch, ain't no telling. Yeah, police coming round looking for some help on a case that got a star. We never help them. Yeah, I stay up late at night thinking about my life. On a lie, will I get it all? Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling. Yeah, ain't no telling. Yeah, no telling. Ain't no telling. Yeah, okay, I had to switch the flow up on you niggas. Shit was getting too predictable. Yeah, the new shit is on steroids. I would never pass a physical. Yeah, I got it rolling in all kind of ways. Lump sum, I
resist.
I mean, we hear about the money you've been giving. We just never seen a visual.
yeah. I mean, besides Ricky Ross, Aubrey, the biggest balls here. Huh. What's the word these days? Bunch of niggas chasing after all these women they don't even know. Bunch of out of season women, fucking off season niggas to get last season wardrobe. All the rappers that you vouch for need to get out of the house before they washed up. And even if the team was religious with it, I can't really see another squad try to cross up. Ah.
Obvio and rolling. One shot to make it in our life. From the 6 to the fucking 876. I know what.
Envelopes coming in the mail, let her open them. I'm hoping for a check again, ain't no telling. Yeah, she invite me to the telly, keep the blade with me when I go to check a bitch, ain't no telling. Yeah, police coming round looking for some help on a case that got us solved, we never help them. Yeah, I stay up late at night thinking about my life, want a lot, will I get it all? Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling. Yeah, ain't no telling. Yeah,
no telling.
Gotta keep watching for oppas, cause anything's possible, yeah. It's no code of ethics out here, anyone will take shots at you, yeah. Niggas think they could come take what I got, let's be logical, yeah. V-Live, I order that Alfredo pasta, they eat in the kitchen like I'm in the mafia. Houston, they get me though, European, my vehicle. How much it hit me for, ain't no telling, yeah. What am I willing to give her to get what I want tonight, ain't no telling. Please do not speak to me like I'm that Drake from...
All right, let's see who we got over here calling in.
You got your West Coast correspondent. Yep.
Yes, the West Coast correspondent is here. How you doing, STL? I cut Drake off for you. You know it's serious.
Man, I feel it. I feel the love. Thank you.
So what's good? What's good? Tell us about what's going on. How's the weather out there, first of all?
Blazing, you feel me? It's blazing like a blazing. That's a black and Asian mix.
She's so silly. So what's good with you? Tell everybody who you are and how they can get a hold of you, first of all, so we can refresh their memory.
What's happening to the NYC? This is STL, you understand me? But where you can find me at is IMSTLX5 at Gmail, at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good shit. And you can just find me right here and there. You feel me? Tune in, and I'm going to be right here for y'all on the West Coast.
Yeah, we're going to try to start doing something. I don't know if Saladin told you about once a month where we have you call in or we call you so that we can, you know, get what's going on out there, because we plan on being out there a lot more over the course of the year. Because we got business out there. I just did my first shipment out there. Kudos to me. I'm real fucking excited about that shit. I just did my first shipment out there for Zero Fucks for the downtown store called Round 2 LA. They did some custom orders. They got some hot shit out there for a couple of almost couture type shit. But I did two customs for them, and then I did some stuff for distribution in their store for them personally. So I do still do that as well. And I'm my own brand ambassador, so life is good. So we did that. So obviously I'm going to be going back out there soon. So when you see the Zero Fucks, the Zero FUX, and you know that's my shit.
Yeah.
So now tell us what's good with you. What's going on with you? Refresh everyone's memory. I know who the fuck you are, but let everybody know what's happening.
You feel me? I'm an international artist, as I like to call myself. I'm here, there, and everywhere. I just did the little My Ambitions as a Rider video shoot with Dej Loaf, The Game, and my boy New Jersey Devil. Shout out to New Jersey. Showed me a lot of love, you feel me? He blessed me with a lot of jewels, you feel me? And gave me some real game coming from y'all's standpoint of New York living and shit like that. So I felt like it was a real open door, man, to really get some love from y'all side of the town.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about, now you just did, you said you were trying to go out to Vegas to do something out there, and then you just did, you did some work with what you said, Diddy, about a month or two ago, correct?
Nah, that was last year that I worked with Diddy, but you heard of Benny Boom, right? The video director.
Correct. I know the director. I know Benny.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
Look,
right
that's
there.
My
you
people.
So,
look, tell him I said what's up.
Oh, definitely, man. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I just played one of my latest tracks for him called Really From the Jungle, you know. And,
now, wait,
really...
let's pause right there because we're old school. So a lot of people don't know that Benny Boom was affiliated with J-Lo and all that shit. You going
hey,
back two decades. You
really?
Going back 20 years
you
ago.
Really?
So run down Benny Boom's
you.
List or you want me to do it.
Go on, you do it because it's too long for me to be running it down.
No. Give them some of the artists that people would know, like the Missy Elliott's and the Timberlands and the J-Lo's. And
Timberland, Aaliyah, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, shit.
A lot of
everybody
people don't know. These are living legends, Benny Boom.
It's like everybody.
And he's fine, too. Let me just
TV.
Put that out there.
Come on, hold on. Don't be giving no shots out to my homie. What you
hey,
tell me about
hey, I got to, man. I got to. That's set life. You know
Benny,
that. That's
hey,
set life. Trust me, I remember him from back in the Little Kim days, okay?
Ooh, hold on. Y'all didn't do nothing that we was doing now.
No, not
all right,
at all.
All right.
Not that won't stop me now, but no, not at all. He fine. Listen, because the funny thing is that he's actually very visible. So he was around during that time. A lot of people don't understand the correlation between Benny Boom, Hype Williams. This is long before Diddy and all of them. So these are people. This is when Hype was trying to, you know, come a little bit more forward with the movies. But Benny has always been, you know, behind the scenes. But he's the most visible character that nobody knows who he is. I think people just assume he's like. You know
like
what I'm saying?
You heard
just
of him,
on
but you
set.
Haven't seen him. You heard of him?
Oh,
but
no,
you
I've seen
him.
I know who
feel.
He is.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm saying everybody
he couldn't walk past me. I know exactly who Benny is.
Yeah, I thought you would have been on the game a little bit more than Benny, but I see now how I'm gonna get hold to you. I'm gonna slide Benny your way.
Yeah, the game. You know what? I love the game. That's part of my workout regime. I appreciate the fact that he is a present father. I love him to death. I love his music. You know that, but. I'm more on Benny because that's like an old school, you know what I mean? That's like an old school crush of mine being, you know what I'm saying, from the East Coast on the New York side. So the game
is
a little bit, you know, that's not my thing, you know. I'm a lady of distinguished taste, you know, and I'm more into the art. And I love the fact that Benny is he's into everything, you know, whereas the game is more concentrated. You know, we know him to be lyrically an assassin. We know him to, you know, just be punching people in the throat with tracks. Whereas Benny, I think I've evolved to the place where, of course, don't get it twisted, 7 years ago, man, listen, the game. I know what you are, but I think maybe seven or eight years ago, the game. Yeah, for sure. I know what you want. And I think, so, like I said, 7-8 years ago, I was probably very like, oh, wow, you know, aesthetically for the game.
Oh.
But Benny Boom has always been, you know, near and dear to my heart because he's an artist without saying a word. You know what I mean? And
well,
so I respect what him, Hype Williams, and everybody else did for the industry.
Well, I'm glad that I could be a part of that trio that you filling off the West Coast being, you know.
You know what, but I always consider Benny more East Coast than I do West Coast, though.
Well, you know, he here now, so you take it how you
yeah,
know.
I see that now, but I'm just saying, let's be clear
you know,
where the buddy who I come from.
East Coast. We good for snatching up East Coast artists and just having them all over this Cali love, but it ain't no
well,
ain't
y'all
no
good for snatching up East Coast
me?
Women,
we
period.
Yeah, you know,
look,
I like
y'all good
it,
for
man.
Snatching
like
up
it.
East Coast women, yeah. Period.
Like, motherfucker, come on, all of them, send them. Don't forget.
Now, let me ask you this. what do you think about, because Saladin did a conversation, you know, did a piece about the situation with the Kendrick Lamar. It's like, are you being serious? Like, he been with that girl for 10 years. Who cares if she's light-skinned or not? And we know that it's hard to be monogamous in any city, and especially Cali. You know, I'm like, he's been with the girl for 10 years. Did you hear about the controversy surrounding that?
Yeah, I know what's going on with it. I'm going to tell you like New Jersey Devil told me. He said, you get you one, and you stay down,
and you sit down, yeah.
And you sit down, you feel me? I don't care if she blind and look like a flying bat. If she's the one, she's the one. You feel me? So whatever she looks like. And my thing is this. I always been a little chocolate ugly motherfucker to some people's that always wanted the yellow girl. You feel me? So that's every dark-skinned brother's thing and dream and thing,
I don't know.
Things,
I don't
man,
believe that, though. I really just
I
don't
you,
believe that.
I don't. I'm gonna be 100 with you, D. Scott. I'm gonna be 100 with you. Every little boy that's a chocolate cat, man, want him a young yellow tender, pretty young thing. We love him.
You sound crazy to me. I don't believe that. Cause that's like saying, first of all, I'm not even light skinned, but that's like saying all light skinned girls want dark skinned dudes.
You
no, I like
enough.
Cinnamon. I like
that's
cinnamon. I like beige. I like Bollywood. I like sexual chocolate. I like,
which
you know what I'm saying? I like blue
I
black. It just depends on what I'm feeling that
blue
day.
Black?
But for the most part,
the
you gotta have some
that?
Pigment to you.
I call blue black
the
Wesley Snipes blue black.
Yeah, I could deal with blue black. I could deal, but see, but you know, it's funny because they try to classify me. You light skin? No, I'm not. I'm bronze, motherfucker. I'm not light skin. I'm
like
bronze.
I like that description. You eloquent with your words. I like your
yeah. I'm copper.
I'm
like the color
today.
Of a penny. I'm not.
Copper.
I'm not light skin.
I want you to be the color of a penny, though. Why don't you be the color of a caramel macchiato?
Nah, because that's light skin. I'm not light skin.
That's not light.
Ain't
that's
nothing caramel about me.
You feel me? That's caramel.
Ain't nothing caramel about me. I'm bronze. I prefer copper tone. They used to call me copper tone back in the day.
That's
yeah, the
sexy.
Little copper tone.
I'm going to find me a West Coast chicken named her Copper Tone because she remind me of these
but you can't
style.
Because I'd be the first one. And who you going to find that's a copper tone with white blonde hair? Nobody.
Baby.
Look, who you going to find with white
know.
Blonde hair?
Nobody. I ain't looking to find nobody like you, though. You feel me? I want you to be you and them to be them. But if they fit a little bit of your description, that's all right. They could bite.
Nah, I'm a biter for real. You'll
ooh,
see.
You are? Damn, bite, yeah. Bite on.
I got fucking goddamn
I like girls.
Sadomasochistic
like
issues and shit. That's why when I went to go see 50 Shades of Grey, I'm like, this is bullshit. This
real
is all
like
bullshit.
They faking.
No,
nah,
like, it was just
be?
Corny. I was like, really?
Every
really?
Movie is corny to me, though. I think I should write movies because that shit is the dumb.
Yeah, that's
the
where I'm going.
Shit.
That's why we need Benny. Benny and the
Jet. Dumbest shit. Hey, that's nothing. You feel me? Like I told you, that's my big bro. So he itching to work with me. So maybe we could sit down and discuss turning one of your many books.
Look,
into
I'll fly out there tomorrow
play.
For that meeting.
Ooh,
I don't give a damn if it was at an
shit,
El Pollo
man.
Loco. No,
nah,
because he's such
be
a legend in what you know in this genre that like I have so much respect for him, and then you know people like you know Jerry Lamothe and people like that. A lot of people that maybe never heard of those people, but as far as film and things like that, I've been going to Toronto International Film Festival for years. Many
oh, yeah.
years, and that's one of the largest
you,
ones
you,
next to Cannes Film Festival. So I'm itching to do some
art.
Screenwriting, and yeah, I got a little
yeah.
fucking culture with me, just a little
I
bit.
I feel it. You seasoned. I like it.
Now,
I
wait
like
a minute. What's
chicken.
Your Instagram?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't know.
Of, yeah, I do know. It's Your Majesty, Your Bish, and that's Majesty with eyes. Y-A- underscore M-A-J-I-S-T-I.
Wait, Y-A underscore J-I.
M-I. Yeah.
Wait, Y-A
hold on.
Underscore
M-I J-I-S-T-I underscore Y-A-B-I-S-H. Your Majesty, Your Bish. You know? Something for the regular people.
Ain't nobody trying to hear all that. Hold on. I'm tagging
well,
you right now.
I stole
now.
That from Kendrick, too. I stole that. I
know you did,
you.
Yeah, bitch. I remember that song.
I just put a picture of you on my Instagram, too, and said I'm finna take New York by storm in 28 minutes.
Hold on. Let me, hold on, affiliate it. I don't got Benny's Instagram. Hold on. Zero Fucks Nation.
I got
right?
it.
So I'm tagging you right
I
now.
I got it.
Child, don't give
it.
Me Benny's Instagram
it.
Now. I don't know.
You can have it all. You can have it all, these guys.
I know I could.
You lie.
Hold on. Let me see. Is this you?
As long as you give me the motherfucking
it
Charles
no
Barkley that's
no
coming out Friday.
Yet.
What? Wait a minute. Let me make sure I gave you the right answer.
I think you gave me the wrong one.
Like I be telling you, I don't be knowing.
M I J I S T I.
Y A underscore M A J I S T I underscore.
Oh, M A J I. Okay, hold on.
Yes, your majesty.
Underscore M A J I T I
underscore.
And I should know that because my last name, my real last name, your majesty, your bitch.
Y-A-B-I-S-H. I know my page.
And I should
be
know better
up
than
in
that.
The morning, like,
my last name.
Hey, check this out. No dudes.
Yep,
no, I
got you.
No new male friends. Don't be trying to Instagram me, Phyllis. Unless it's about money transactions. We can make $1 million together. Holla at me. Otherwise, only pretty ladies. Because if you're looking like Booger Wolves, I'm going to be like, no.
All right, I just put live on air with STL from Cali. I just tagged you in it so you should see our picture up. Did you put our picture up together from when we was we were standing in front of W?
There.
Yeah, they're going to be like, what's going on here? But no, I mean, so now what did you and Benny actually do?
Well, I was behind the scenes while he was doing his thing, you feel me? You know, he's the man behind the camera. And my brother, Lucky Rogers, you feel me? He's like his assistant. So I just be right there chilling with them, blending with the stars like I blend with you, and having a good time.
Hey, I'm not a star. I'm just chilling.
Shit, you a star in my eyes, baby, because it looked like
you
came from the heavens.
I'm not. Most people would say I'm demonic, but hey, you know.
Shame on them. Hey, it's a little bit of something for everybody everywhere, you know?
Yeah. You know how I be looking like I'm about to eat somebody's face off, but you know. But now, when are you trying to come out this way? Because I always tell people part of the reason why we started the group, the affiliates, and, you know, the affiliated LA, affiliated TDOT, we about to get two more states this week. The reason I started is because I wanted to make sure that we had a collaborative effort pooling everybody's resources where no money has to exchange hands, but deals are still made because it's not, you know, I'm not going to charge you to come to an event. And just like when I come to Cali, if there was something going on with Benny or something going on with somebody else, you're not going to be like, oh, well, you got to pay me to get in here.
My,
you know what I mean? So it's kind of like a collaborative effort, just like we have with 5 Carats. When they come here for Toronto Film Fest, we put them up. We make sure that they're taken care of while they're here. And then, you know, when we go out to Cali, it's the same. That's almost like being family. You know what I mean?
It's
and so when are you
know?
Coming
it's
out here to the East Coast?
I don't know just yet because I'm trying to still put this album in this.
Well, you know, honey, that's open
out
invite.
We
got studio time all day here.
Whatever, you feel me? So we could talk something out, maybe. I don't know.
Did you get to meet Dayslope? Because
no
you know that's
right
Detroit's
now.
Own. Dayslope, that's 313 zone.
Just go to my page, baby. All you got to do is go to my page. You know how I do it. I rock it out. You feel me? So me and Dayslope was hugging and kissing just like I was all over on that boulevard. You feel me? So don't be mad
there?
When y'all
okay,
see
I'm going
to
see. Because
oh,
you know we actually just had a conversation with her when we reported with her and Fab at the Cool House over in Toronto a couple months back.
Well, that's the business. You could also go to New Jersey Devil page. You're going to see me on his page with him chilling. You go to the gang's page, LA Confidential. You understand me? I'm on the picture with him, Dayslope, all that. You know, they show me some real love. So, you know, it's never
now,
regular.
Now, what do you think of
Dayslope? I think she's a very talented young lady that's just, you know, creative and a real artist. Because from what I perceived from the lyrics, I would have thought something rougher of her. But when I met her in person, it was a whole nother feel. And, you know, that's the thing about this business. You should never judge people for face value. You got to really get to them and see what they're about. And, you feel me, just fill them out because you'll be surprised in so many different ways with a lot of talented people that you run into in these businesses.
See, I don't know what's the games. I know I got them on here somewhere.
L.A. Confidential. That's Los Angeles Confidential.
Oh, he spelled it out, Los Angeles Confidential?
Yeah, just like that.
I don't know what he be doing.
He be doing his thing, man. He got a cold little workout regimen and things.
I saw that. That's why I'm trying to figure out if he changes his name.
can go
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, I pay attention. I can't believe you thought I would have liked him over. Yeah, I got him. I can't believe you thought I would have liked him over.
I didn't say
would have
liked. I said favored. I just said favored.
Nah, no, ma'am. No,
no,
sir.
Ma'am. What? What happened? Fix
I always
shit,
say that.
So for what?
No,
what
sir.
That
I don't.
You
silly.
You playing?
That's
honey.
How I roll.
Playing.
I'm trying to give people clues as to
what
where the hell
don't
I'm gonna be at.
Ride, girl. You gotta ride. You can't be doing no rolling. Because if you rolling, that means you're in a passenger seat, and I don't mess with broke jokers or fake cats.
Now, come on now. You know I drive everything, especially a man crazy. That's my talent. So.
Well, see, that's
the
problem.
At
the
end of the
day, with the wrong men,
if they ride.
Let you. If they letting you drive them crazy, you riding the wrong rides, because I do the driving crazy around these camps in part.
I don't know.
No,
you gotta study my page a little bit more, and you would know that.
I don't need to do all of that. How you know I haven't studied it and been studying, and everything was just a strategic play, and I calculated my steps right.
Oh, because, honey, nobody plays human chess better than I do. See, there you go with your shit talking again. But we did have one of the highest rated shows. People dig that shit,
all
so
right.
Okay.
Don't,
people
don't
dig
play.
That shit. Now, how was your Resurrection
play.
Sunday?
Oh, you feel me? It was a blessing. I did some good eating. I did some relaxing. I seen the city. And shit, I went home, took a nice cold shower, and went to bed.
A cold shower?
Yeah,
I
needed
you.
A cold shower because I was steaming hot by the time I got in.
Is that right?
Yes, yes, yes. It never rains in Cali. That's the true.
Now, you
want to
spit a little something for the people before we end the show? Because I know last time you had a little something that you wanted to say to the people. You want to spit a little something for the people before we end the show? And then I have Saladino reach out to you so we can go ahead and schedule you for every month.
All right, let me give y'all a little bar this right here. I come from the scandalous where we never is playing. You say the wrong thing and we gonna have you screaming like Jenkins. You fake it, don't even come around here saying not never words. We gonna put you on the curve and we will hit you subverse. So many shots your body drop. Live a minute, don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop, never stop. Don't get played like Pac on a radio station though. But I just wish I was on. So I'm doing this for my people from Cali to all of that want to know how this really fucking go. Any meeny miny more pointed out and watch me go. Any track I'ma blow. Everybody y'all know STL is good to go. Five show like that. You know, that's just a taste of my little freestyles.
That's just a little taste. You ain't put my name in it this time.
Uh-huh.
You know, last time. Who is that do that, honey? Is that a real person or just a
No, it's a real person, but that's on Kanye's shit.
I don't know who said that. You know who said that.
I don't know who said it.
And
yeah,
I want to comment to that. No, because
so many,
you being
so many times I didn't listen to the show, I'm like, what is that?
You come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit. Hey, that
this is Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I know.
We're doing live TV.
Hey, I don't care. What are you gonna do about it?
What you gonna do about it? That's funny.
He's like we on live TV. He's like, I don't care what you gonna do about it. Dude was like,
nothing.
Nothing.
I don't want no problem.
He's like, you know, you come across like a nice guy, but you're really just a piece of shit. So,
yeah. Ooh.
So all right. So our West Coast affiliate is telling us to look out for new music by Dej Loaf. The Game,
definitely.
Some new projects
definitely.
By Benny Boom. Is Benny going to sign on with Dame and them? Because I think that might be a likely threat. You know what
you
I mean?
Know,
if
I
he
can't.
Signs on with Dame and them, because they go way back.
I can't call it right now, but you know everything is everything.
Mm.
It's looking good in the hood. That's all I'm going to say. From a Cali perspective.
I know. All right, love, get it together. We're going to try to get you up here so that we could try to do a live
definitely.
Podcast. Make sure your ASAP. People check out my Instagram at miss.d.sky, as well as my Twitter, which is at DMSST93. I think I'm around the show out since I am on vacation. See, when I came up there to see y'all, I was out there on work shit. So tomorrow I'll be on vacation actually in less than probably 8 hours. Yeah, in the next 8 hours, I'll be wheels up with my little ones.
Where
so
you
I think
vacationing
I,
at?
Well, I can't say just yet. I'll let people know when I tag their ass tomorrow. But I think right now, because I can't be telling motherfuckers where I'm being at. I got motherfuckers that work at TSA that be waiting on me at the door, honey. I can't let them know.
You could have did the throw-off, baby. You could have did the throw-off. You could have said you was coming to Cali. I met you in Miami. You know, we don't got to tell them the truth.
Nah, because then they be fucking making shit up. Like, oh, yeah, she probably with this person and that person, and I heard
let
and
them,
hey. Whatever. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead a show with Fab's new shit. Well, it's not new. From the OG Project, Gone for the Winter. This is like the best warning that I could give anybody. Thank you, STL, for being on the show. As always.
Gotta chase it like John Walsh, nigga. I'm gone.
If you want to hear that tune again, somebody say, pull up. Them say, oh, God bless no man, never curse. Them say, love yourself, or you can't love nobody at all. If you ain't a hater, put your hands in the air right now. Bad, bad mind.
Blunts full of smoke, clips in the ashtray. Reminiscing on the past day. For a nigga who ain't cold. Back before a nigga sold his soul. Grass is way greener on the other side. Hey, the cash is way cleaner.
over here where I reside.